Hello and welcome to the second episode of You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we watch and discuss every episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I am your host, Angie. I have seen every episode of the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
And I'm co-host Mike, and I have seen two episodes now.
Just a reminder, we are spoiler-free because Mike has never seen the show before.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah, so don't spoil Mike. So this is our second episode, Mike. We're like pros now, except nobody pays us for that, so we're still amateurs. No, we know everything now. We've done
podcasting.
We've done a whole episode, so now we're officially podcasters. So
everyone I know knows I'm a podcaster now.
Everyone you know knows you're a podcaster now?
They don't know what it's called yet, but they do know that it happened.
I tell everyone I have a podcast. I'm like, yes, I have a podcast. It's called You Ruin Everything. It's about the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Oh, you've never heard of that show? You should watch that show. It's on, the first two seasons are on Netflix right now.
Is this a popular show? That's what I'm trying to figure out, because everyone I talk to doesn't know the show.
I mean, it has a small but dedicated fan base.
All right. Angie among them. Soon to be me, I hope.
Yes. Oh, speaking of the small but dedicated fan base of the show, I want to give a quick shout out to Crazy Ex-Girl fans. They are another Crazy Ex-Girlfriend podcast, and I kind of feel like if you know about us, you know about them. But if you don't, and you don't get enough Crazy Ex-Girlfriend talk from us, you should go check them out. So yeah, check out Crazy Ex-Girl fans. I want to give a quick shout out to the Bunchkins, which is Twitter fan feed about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and they gave us a shout out. We got a lot of downloads from them, so thank you guys.
Is that a reference to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Bunchkins?
Yes.
Well, Rebecca's name is Bunch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Their Twitter handle is at Bunch of Fans on Twitter, so yeah, check them out.
Also like to refer to these two as the Pretzel Ladies, because both the pictures have pretzels in them, and I'm assuming that it's something to do with the show.
I keep telling you, it's from the first episode. You saw it happened.
Yeah, she wrote in on a pretzel, but that can't be the only pretzel reference.
She's never seen a pretzel that big, Mike.
Well, yeah, I get that. But when two people make pretzel pictures as a profile based on one, like, scene from the show, it seems unlikely. Like, there must be more to the pretzel thing. Mike's prediction.
Really. Oh, this is not time for pretzel for prediction corner yet.
I can't let it go. I can't just save that for later. I have to bring it up.
All right. Pretzels. All right.
All right, so thanks to the pretzel girls. Women.
The pretzel women.
Pretzel women. I think they're women. Actually, I'm kind of making assumptions here. Pretzel people.
Well, I think...
I didn't look at their feed because I was worried about getting spoilers, because I'm sure they talk about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and I don't want to get spoiled, so I didn't look at their feed. But just look at the picture.
All right. Crazy Ex-Girl Fans is entirely hosted by women. I don't know if Bunchkins is run by women or not.
So, pretzel people.
You know, we have our Twitter banner is a pretzel. You know that, right?
I don't know that.
Well.
No, I know that.
Mike does not manage any of the social media because Angie doesn't want him spoiled. And also, sometimes she likes to refer to herself in the third person. All right.
On to the show.
We do talk about the show on this show. We are reviewing Josh's Girlfriend is Really Cool, written by Rachel Bloom and Eileen Brosh McKenna again. This one is directed by Don Scardino. And Mike, you saw the opening credits for the first time.
Yeah, that was another one from my prediction corner. Is this like the opening credits now for every episode, or is this just like a one-time thing?
Yes.
That is the opening credits.
That is the opening credits.
I also learned from the opening credits there's characters I've not met yet. There's people dancing, and I have no idea who they are.
There should only be one. Yeah, there's one.
There's one.
that's actually called a person
Mike's
rather
prediction
than
number two. There will be a neighbor.
good job, Mike. But yeah, the opening credits is sort of a commentary on the title "Crazy Ex-Girlfriend" and the term "Crazy Ex-Girlfriend," and you were concerned about the title.
Yeah, so they put it right out there.
They put it right out there, right out there in the opening credits. It's a sexist term, and the situation's a lot more nuanced than that.
That was my favorite part of that.
All right, so, yeah. Anything else you want to talk about from the opening credits?
Nope.
No? All right, cool.
All right, so next scene, she's walking into work.
Walking into work.
of course, already obsessing over Josh's lack of a text.
Yeah.
And, of course, Rebecca still pretending that she didn't move for Josh.
Yeah, she's back on the I didn't move here for Josh thing. And Paula says, has a great line here. Oh, we're still doing that. Let me know when you can stop.
No, I'm starting to really like Paula now. I think she is the audience. She is us. And this is, yeah, she's basically saying what we're all thinking here. Or I'm thinking, I'm kind of projecting my thoughts onto everyone else. But I'm just going to do that.
That's fine. I feel like that's what TV is for us to project our own thoughts onto everyone else. Paula steals Rebecca's phone from her and sort of Facebook stalks Josh to try to figure out what he's doing tonight.
It changed in the last 20 minutes?
No, you gotta change your push notifications.
So they find out he's going to that club.
Yeah, he's going to Spiders, and Rebecca wants to know if it's possessive or plural. I also want to know if it's possessive or plural. Rebecca is me here. Apostrophe placement, very important.
I feel like Rebecca would correct my grammar a lot if I were to meet her in real life, and I don't like that.
Well, I mean, maybe if you were just writing something for her, or, you know, if you created something that was being consumed by the public, like a podcast.
People are going to correct my grammar now, aren't they?
They are going to correct your grammar now. But yeah, Paul and Rebecca decide that they are going to Spiders, and they are going to find out if it's possessive or plural.
But not because of Josh.
Not because of Josh, though. Rebecca just wants to work on her sexy dance moves. Just for herself. Yeah. And then we go to Spiders. Paul's got an awesome hat and is like, hats are the new tattoos!
Is that a thing people really say?
I don't know. I've never heard it before.
It was cool, though.
Yeah. They try to get into the club, and the bouncer's all like, you on the list, Mrs. Butterworth? Which is like...
A little mean thing
to say. That was a mean thing to say. And Paula is like, I don't appreciate your tone or that reference. And Rebecca is, she hasn't quite adjusted to the club culture in suburban Southern California versus...
I'm a super rich lawyer in New York.
Versus...
$3,500 in my bra for some reason.
You never know when you're going to need $500 in your boobs.
Not to get in the car.
Yeah. Rebecca doesn't quite understand that, you know, there's a cost of living difference here. And a demand difference to get into Spiders versus to get into a really cool club in New York City.
So people would really pay $500 there.
In Manhattan? Yeah, sure.
That's a rich sponsor.
Yeah. But, you know, you gotta remember, he's paying New York rent. Yeah, and the bouncer's just like, all right, you're either a cop or a drug dealer, but either way, you're not getting in. So, Rebecca tries to dive past the bouncer.
We find out she's wearing her weird squish suit again.
They're called Spanx.
Spanx? Weird.
That's what they're called. That's not my fault. I didn't name them.
They should be called Squish.
The bouncer's really nice about it. You know, he's like, hey, don't do that. You're gonna run your nylons. And I don't know what kind of experience this bouncer has with nylons, but apparently it's not very much.
Why is that?
Because you can't wear a pair of nylons more than twice without them getting a run in them.
Which is inevitable.
So it's just inevitable. Why worry about it? I've let it go. It's just a thing that's gonna happen.
I'd like to note that you did not mention what Rebecca's wearing in this scene, which is a first, I think, for this podcast.
No, there have been scenes where I did not mention what she's wearing.
Just not interesting, I guess, on this one.
I have some comments later on about things that Rebecca is wearing.
Okay, we'll save it.
In fact, next scene I'm going to be talking about what she's wearing.
Should just come emotional.
But yeah, Paula wants to keep hanging out, even though they're not going to get into the club and see Josh, but like... Because she got a pass from her husband, Scott, because she told him she was going to be out all night having her period.
Yep, I see that.
I just want to point out that Scott is a married man who thinks that having your period is something that would cause you to be out all night. Who has produced 2 children, by the way. Does not know how periods work.
Which means he doesn't want to be around, I guess.
I guess. And Rebecca is like, no, I want to hang out by myself. I love alone time.
It basically proves the earlier scene's point that she really is going there just for Josh and not just to hang out, have girl night, like his original plan.
Yeah. And so then we go to alone time. Rebecca's in her comfy clothes. Sweatpants, baggy t-shirt, hair in a messy ponytail.
Seems like it'd take a lot of time to de-dress up.
No, not really. Yeah, you get your makeup remover out and you scrub off your makeup real quick. Take off your Spanx. That's probably the part that takes the longest. And then...
But how do you get your hair from looking so nice to looking, like, messy so quick? You think they would still look nice for a while, wouldn't it?
Not if you just throw it back in a ponytail. Obviously, you've never curled your hair, Mike.
No.
Yeah, see?
Had the same haircut my entire life.
Yeah, so she's super comfy. She's eating junk food, watching Holocaust documentaries, because that's what you do when you're alone. You watch... You don't watch Holocaust documentaries?
Have I been to Harvard?
Oh, I guess not. I haven't been to Harvard.
Do you watch Holocaust documentaries?
Yes, and more often murder documentaries.
But Holocaust sometimes.
Holocaust sometimes. Yeah, but...
She has the shake weight out, I saw.
Yeah, she's working the shake weight. Anyways, she eventually is trying to fall asleep. Can't sleep, I don't know why. She's just been watching documentaries about the worst horrors humanity's ever known. I don't know why she couldn't sleep after that.
My gut tells me she takes these pills every single night.
It's possible. Possible. Yeah, so she's out of it's called Tylerin PM. It might be a reference to Tylenol PM. We don't know.
I don't assume that.
Yeah.
But she's got to go to the store.
Goes to the grocery store, doesn't change out of her comfy clothes, stays in her comfy clothes, doesn't even put a bra on.
Looking a little unkept, crumbs on her ass.
I did not notice crumbs on her ass.
Watch it again. Crumbs on her ass.
I guess. Anyway, she gets her pills, goes to the frozen food aisle.
Also got to say that her, like, slumminate dress that she's got going on here is basically my dress every day. I tried extra hard to make her look like she was a slob. It's like...
That's just how I dress.
Yeah, runs into Josh.
Wait.
Oh, is there something else first?
I just want to... I watch this by myself with the captions on. And on the captions, when she sees Josh, it says, fairy tale music playing.
That's right.
So I just wanted to point that out, that fairy
only
tale...
one person has fairy tale music.
Yep, and it's Josh, and then... Oh no, his girlfriend's with him!
Damn.
Damn. All right.
I thought she was instantly going to run away because she didn't have the makeup on, didn't have the dress. I thought she'd, like, turn and just book it. That was what I was thinking was going to happen here.
Yeah. But nope, she was actually going to go try to talk to Josh, being all scrubby. But, you know, I suppose you saw her at camp. You're not exactly glammed up at camp.
We saw her at camp. She was not. Yes, as she approaches, the hot girlfriend shows up.
And then she tries to run away without being noticed.
One thing I want to know before we move to running away, but that grocery clerk guy.
Oh, yeah, the grocery guy.
Says she's got a secret booty. Now, what is that supposed to even mean? Secret?
No, like, you would, I guess, like, you wouldn't, I don't know, I don't talk about girls' butts all the time. My guess is that she looks like she wouldn't have a booty, but no then... But then when she turns around, you're like, oh, she does have a booty.
I guess. Never heard that before. I was confused.
Oh, yeah. And the grocery store clerk guy is like, oh, does he know you're still into him?
It's obvious from 5 seconds of meeting Rebecca.
Yeah. She's like, we're just friends! And then she tries to run away without being noticed, but runs right smack dab into Greg. And Greg wants to do a, quote, post-mortem on the whole...
That's exactly what Rebecca wants.
On the whole make-out crying thing, which is what you want to do in a grocery store when you're basically in pajamas, is, you know, talk about what went wrong on your last date. Then they are interrupted by Hector and White Josh. And
Hector is also wearing pretty scrubby clothes, but I don't think anyone would bat an eye at that.
Yeah, yeah. Hector is also dressed like a scrub, and also, a little bit later, Hector's the one who is like, oh, you want to talk later when you're better looking?
Like, oh, did he say that?
Yeah, he did, and it was, you are the scrubbiest person here, Hector. You are the scrubbiest person here. Yeah, but yeah, we meet Hector, and we meet White Josh, so named because he looks just like Josh, except he's white.
name is Josh.
And his name is Josh. And Hector's got Twizzlers, and for some reason, White Josh has picked up a tiny American flag. And I don't know why. Why does White Josh have an American flag?
He's a weird guy. I don't know.
Explain it to me, Mike. Explain it to me, person who's only seen two episodes of this show. Write in with your theories as to why White Josh has an American flag. Oh, yeah, but anyways, Rebecca tries to get away again. Hector says, oh, you want to talk again when you're better looking, because Hector's a dick. Greg actually yells behind her that bras are in aisle one. What the hell, Greg?
Gotta enforce those clothing, think of the word for it.
That's fine.
Vocabulary.
It happens. Yeah, so what the hell, Greg?
Yeah, what's his business anyways?
Yeah. Rebecca can't get out the way she wants because Josh and Valencia are still there, making out in front of the ice cream.
Why did she run away towards where she was running away from?
Because otherwise she had to run through the guys.
So?
If you're running away from somebody, you don't run towards them.
You run towards the other people you're running away from. She's getting cornered here.
Yeah.
She runs into Josh, and he's instantly trying to avoid her.
Well,
he's
trying to avoid Valencia seeing her, and like doing like a really shitty job of it. Like he's like, no, the ice cream is over there. When they're right in front of the ice cream, you're right in front of the ice cream. Like what? What are you doing?
Panicking.
I guess. Why don't you just be like, hey, why don't you go grab us some toppings from the other aisle? Stupid, Josh. Stupid.
Sure, he's thinking about it all night.
But, yeah, Valencia sees Rebecca because Greg walks up behind her.
Follows her after she tries to run away.
Yeah, yeah.
Creepy Greg.
Did you just say creepy Greg?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Mike's got a hot take on Greg.
At this moment, she tried to run away and he, like, followed up behind her a little bit.
No, I agree. And, yeah, Valencia asks, why is Greg talking to a homeless? And at this point, it's like, well, hi, Josh!
He's like, the ice.
And he's like, oh, hi, Rebecca! And Josh lies and says that they were at camp together when they were 8, not 16.
Is it clear that he's trying to hide her?
Yep. But anyways, Rebecca is confused but plays along. Greg introduces them, and Greg, and like, Valencia presents her hand
like a princess,
and like Rebecca kisses it, which is weird and dorky, but I don't know what else you're supposed to do when somebody presents their hand like that.
My lady. Like, that was perfect. What else,
like,
did you do?
What else? Like, Valencia like responded like, oh, that's weird, I didn't expect you to do that. What did you expect her to do, Valencia? What did you think would happen when you present your hand like Rebecca is like, oh, you look so pretty in that dress. I could never wear anything like that. Valencia's got her Freakum dress on, by the way.
Freakum dress and her secret booty.
Her Freakum dress and secret booty. And Valencia's like, oh, well, you know, I teach yoga, so keeps me fit. Rebecca definitely lies and says she loves yoga. And they do the thing that a lot of girls do when they're trying to be liked, is they make their voices really high.
So you think Valencia's trying to be liked here, too? And
I think she is. Or I think she's trying to not come off as a bitch.
Even though there's some animosity
Animosity, but you can, like, Valencia is trying to protect her claim on Josh, and part of that is making Rebecca think that she is nice. Because Josh wouldn't be with somebody who wasn't nice.
That makes sense.
Okay.
She was kind of really handsy with Josh during the whole conversation.
Yeah, too. Yeah, exactly. And Greg comments, you know, why are their voices so high? Yeah, Rebecca's like, oh, I'll show up for one of your classes, and this has been, like, the best night ever. Best night ever.
In the grocery store.
In your gym jams. Where you run into your ex-boyfriend and his current girlfriend, who's got her Freakum dress on.
Great night.
Great night.
She leaves and is pursued by a bear. I didn't quite get the reference, but that was funny.
Yeah, like, okay, you're pursued by a bear. That sounds fun. Wait, no, opposite of fun. So Rebecca leaves and Josh is like, oh, Valencia, go grab me a few more pints of ice cream. And
runs after her,
is like, hey, he never told anyone about summer camp, which seems weird. If you had a summer camp girlfriend, would you, have told your friends about it?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, like, you're talking about what you did over the summer. Like, oh, yeah, I had a girlfriend at summer camp, and none of us probably would have believed you. And I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, I am. I am kidding. I mean, 36-year-old Angie would believe you. 16-year-old Angie, maybe not.
Fair.
All right.
So then Josh kind of gets a little controlling with her and basically tells her, don't be friends with Valencia.
Yeah. So he's trying to...
Really trying to keep them apart.
Trying to keep them separate. And I kind of feel like maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. Because this is like my feeling about the way Josh is acting throughout the entire episode. I feel like Josh is kind of playing both sides against the middle here.
Yeah.
Like, he could, like, he didn't have to say, oh, yeah, let's get dinner sometime when Rebecca texted him. He could have just said nothing. He could have said nothing. But he does want to go get dinner with Rebecca.
Yes.
He could have left things as they were when Rebecca walked away. And he didn't. He went after her and said, hey, I want to hang out with you, but stay away from Valencia. Also, did you notice that, like, he, like, put his hands on her shoulders and, like, was really reassuring and, like...
Saw the chin thing.
Got her chin, like, while he was talking to her. And then, like, obviously, like, Rebecca is taking that as a signal and, like, she does, like, the chin thing back.
Sending some vibes to her, for sure.
Yeah.
You're right, playing both sides there, trying to keep her strung along a little bit.
Yeah, like, I don't think he's looking to, like, cheat on Valencia with Rebecca, but I think he's keeping Rebecca as an exit strategy in case things with Valencia go south. That's Angie's prediction corner.
But you know what's happening. You can't make predictions.
All right, it's not really a prediction corner. It's more of a me analyzing what I think is going on inside Josh's head right now.
In that moment.
Or throughout this whole episode.
And also then Rebecca grabs his chin back and makes a awkward comment.
Got your chin, which she immediately regrets.
Which, I've been there often, actually.
Yes.
Try to come up with the right thing to say on the spot, I'm sure, in this podcast. If I were to listen to myself, I would feel the same. Which is why I don't listen to myself.
Mike does not listen to the podcast.
Nope.
He does not know what we say about him after we're done recording.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding. We don't say anything. Wouldn't you like to know?
Shoot. It's a secret third host.
For all you know, there is.
I'm going to have to listen now. Can you make a recording where you just cut my voice out and I can just listen to the rest of it?
No.
The third ghost?
There's actually no third host. I made
just
up the whole
yourself.
Thing. But you'll never know. Okay, so anyways, Rebecca goes back home and immediately sends Valencia a friend request on Facebook. Which,
sure, because that went so well.
Which Valencia accepts. By the way, instantly, like there's not even a...
She's probably looking at her Facebook page at the same time.
Yeah, there's no like, oh, well, you know, I'll think about it, because sometimes if somebody I don't know very well sends me a friend request, I'm like,
nope.
I won't even like say no, I'll just be like, let me see what you got on your page, and then I'll decide. You got a bunch of racist stuff. I at least take a quick peek-see. To make sure that you're not a white supremacist.
So you don't want them to have exposure to your messaging? Or is it just not worth it? You're not going to reach on people anyways, and they're just going to be harassing and annoying?
I don't want them trolling my... I don't want them trolling my posts. Two, I don't want them trolling and harassing my friends of color who, like, they could actually be a threat to.
Good point.
So
as you kind of open up access...
Yeah.
Friend of a friend kind of thing.
Yeah, so I just don't even let it go there. Yeah, next day.
That was a short scene, next day.
We are back at White Feather. We're in the conference room. Paula's got provisions. She went down.
Apparently there's a lot of work to happen.
A lot of work that needs to get done here. Paula got donuts, Rebecca's favorite donuts, strawberry ones.
She's very excited.
She's
going to dance.
Yeah. And then Paula gives Rebecca a Statue of Liberty keychain, which is kind of nerdy. Like, that's...
not what she wants.
Well, like, because you're from New York, but, like, She had so much access to Statue of Liberty stuff when she was in New York. She could have just had it there.
Still nice. Paula,
but it was nice, and it was thoughtful. But yeah.
Here, Paula wants to talk about her kids, too, but Rebecca doesn't have any interest in that.
Nope. No, Paula actually says, I always wanted a daughter. My kids aren't daughters. They're terrible. Because the opposite of daughters is terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Rebecca doesn't want to talk to Paula about her shitty kids. Rebecca just ignores her and keeps obsessing over Valencia, who's so pretty and so nice. And you are so pretty. You don't even have to be so nice. And, Rebecca thinks Vampire Weekend is a weekend away with vampires.
Fair, I couldn't correct her.
I mean,
is that not what it is?
I'm like 75% sure it's a band.
You didn't do your research before the show?
Not for Vampire...
Fact check us? Or...
I think Vampire Weekend is more fun if I don't know what it is. I'm, like, pretty sure it's a band.
Valencia doesn't seem like someone that would go on a weekend anywhere.
Yeah. Well, she'd go on a spa or something. Vampires. You don't know. You don't know. Vampires might have excellent spa treatments. She did send her wellness coach a drop of her blood.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. She isn't a vampire.
There you go. Skipping ahead, but that's fine. It relates to what we're talking about.
Can't go exactly by the book here.
No, we can't. But Rebecca's like, oh, I want to be friends with Valencia, but Josh says I can't. And Paula's like, no, you don't. You want to use her to get close to Josh. And Paula's right here, but she's right for the wrong reason. She says that women can't be friends.
Get to hear her theory on
yeah,
that.
Which is
a total
really
misogynistic
myth. really some internalized misogyny there, Paula. Love you, girl, but a little internalized misogyny.
It's also a pretty common perception in, you know,
yeah,
in the world here.
But yeah, she's right that Rebecca and Valencia can't be friends right now, not the way Rebecca is doing it. No. But
here
women
I learned for the first time that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift don't like each other, so I had to Google that. I didn't know anything about that.
Wait, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that, but now I do. I know all about it.
I'm so envious of your existence where you can just not know that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift hate each other.
Nope, I had no idea. I also didn't know that Bad Blood was even Taylor Swift. I heard the song once. I didn't know who sang it.
Oh.
But now I know, and it's about Katy Perry.
Well, there you go.
Fun fact for you.
I have not heard Bad Blood, but I did know that it was by Taylor Swift and about Katy Perry. Yeah, so they've got a lot of work to do, but Valencia is about to teach a yoga class, like, right now, so Rebecca runs out the door.
So this is a theme, I think, in the show. Every time they're at work, it always ends with Rebecca running out to chase after Josh.
Well, I mean, in her defense, this time she's running off to chase after Valencia, so that's...
Yeah.
That's a little different.
It leaves Paula to do all this hard work that she bought. Was it cupcakes or donuts?
Donuts.
Donuts.
Damn it, Mike. They were strawberry donuts.
Not pretzels, though.
Not pretzels.
I'm looking for those pretzels.
You are going to be so disappointed. Yeah. But then we get to yoga class, and Rebecca's a dork.
That's
funny. Like a funny dork, but the yoga class
is... And we
learn
just how inferior Rebecca is now.
Well,
in this scene.
Well, this is... Well, I'm so good at yoga is kind of the way that Rebecca sees Valencia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know Valencia didn't just start singing in yoga class, right?
Yeah, I think I figured that out.
Okay, good.
Does your tattoo really say that stuff?
I don't know.
I'm guessing that was Rebecca's figment of her imagination as well.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the way Rebecca sees Valencia, because as like this perfect, like every guy's super dream of this perfect woman, because if Josh loves Valencia, she must be that. Because Josh is Rebecca's ideal, that's her goal. So if Valencia has that, she must be all these things. But you had looked up the lyrics to I'm So Good at Yoga because you couldn't understand some of them, and you found the uncensored ones.
Yeah, so I was a little confused because I don't remember these words being in there.
Yeah, so if you go to Rachel Bloom's YouTube page, which is Rachel Does Stuff, You can actually get the uncensored versions of all the songs. And this one's got some of the more explicit lyrics. This is a beginner's yoga class, and they're doing handstands?
Is that a beginner thing?
I don't think it is.
I've never been to the yoga class. I feel just as inferior as Rebecca in the class, I think.
I've been to a few yoga classes, and I feel pretty inferior when I'm in
them. I can't even touch my toes.
And, yeah, me neither. But in none of the yoga classes I did they ever have us do handstands? That was not a thing. Definitely not in a beginner's class. Maybe, I guess.
She's just trying to tease Rebecca at the end, but it wasn't really a beginner's class. Yeah, those other people did not seem like beginners.
No, Rebecca would know what skill level the yoga class was when she showed up for it.
The beginner's class.
So beginner's class. During the handstand part, Valencia was like, if you want to stay in child's pose, that's totally fine. And Rebecca's like, nope, I'm an adult! Which was pretty funny.
Trying really hard to live up to Valencia.
Yeah, and then after the class, Valencia is throwing major shade. Like, it's 10 degrees cooler in this shade. She's talking about how, oh, wow, you were really sweating. I saw all the heavy metals just pouring out of your body, which is not a thing. It's not a real thing. That is weird yoga teacher bullshit.
Yeah, she's into a lot of weird bullshit.
Yeah, but then later says, oh, well, you know, it's really hard to work up a sweat in beginner's yoga class, so I'm much more fit than you. She doesn't have to say it because Rebecca knows it.
Oh, yeah.
But Valencia mentions that, you know, she wants to start her own yoga studio, and Rebecca, like, just hops right on that, just jumps on it like a little kitty cat.
Yeah, she's waiting for that opportunity. That's the reason she's there.
Yeah, so, yeah, she takes that opportunity to, like, be like, oh, well, I'm an attorney and my specialty is real estate and I can help you find a studio. And Valencia is like, well, why would you do that? And Rebecca says, this was pretty funny to me because in the last episode, one of the things she said to Daryl was, well, one of the reasons I moved here was to be with families who care. And in this episode, and now she's saying, well, you know, The reason I moved here was to support a local community. These are things that politicians say when they're running for office.
Because they're lying.
Because they're like fluffy bullshit reasons that, what are you going to say? Prove that it's wrong. You can't.
Exactly.
But yeah.
But it works. She gets to go to lunch with Valencia.
Yeah. Valencia, I noticed, seemed a little bit intimidated. By Rebecca having gone to Harvard, and Valencia.
That's the first time Valencia didn't, like, try to demean her, it feels like.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was, like, the first thing that Rebecca had over Valencia that I noticed. Well, kind of the second thing, because Rebecca's funny. Valencia, we later find out, doesn't like humor, which I didn't know was a thing.
Yeah, who knows? Like, some people just don't like to laugh.
I guess, that's weird. Oh, and another thing I noticed. Valencia likes boxed water, which I did not know if it was a thing or not, and it is a thing.
Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah, and, kinda sounds like some fake hippie bullshit. some more yoga teacher bullshit. It's supposed to be, like, better for the environment is how they sell it, like, because, like, it's less production.
Those bottles are bad, or?
I don't know. Well, yeah, like, it's supposed to take less energy to produce the cartons than bottles. And they're supposed to be, like, easier to ship, but I checked the prices per ounce, and they are twice as expensive as smart water, which is already...
Yeah, that's not bottled water? That's something different?
No, smart water is bottled water, but it's, like, fancy, electrolyte, healthier for you water.
Uh-huh.
So it's already twice as expensive as already overpriced bullshit. So it's overpriced bullshit times two.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, that was just a thing I noticed. Valencia seems to be super into bullshit.
We'll learn more at lunch, too.
We'll learn more at lunch. All right, next day, back at White Feather. Rebecca looks super cute in her floral blouse. I love it. But Paolo's like, oh, have fun with your lunch with Valerio. Like, she refuses to call Valencia by her real name. And it's like, maybe next time you'll get to actually have lunch with Josh. And Rebecca's like, no, I didn't. I'm not doing this because of Josh. I just want to be your friend. And Rebecca gets a text. And because Paul is a witch, it's from Josh.
And she runs off from work again.
Runs off from work again. And then we go to the boba tea shop. Mike, have you ever had bubble tea?
No, is it like a fruit thing?
No, not necessarily. You can get fruit flavored. I guess in California it's called boba tea. Here it's called bubble tea.
Does it have bubbles?
It has like little tapioca pearls that don't really, that they're kind of chewy and they don't really taste too much like any. I like bubble tea. I'm a nerd.
Yeah, I'll have to try some, or let me try some sometime.
Yeah. So anyways, they meet at the boba tea place, and neither of them get boba tea!
Yeah, is this place, like, secluded or something? Why are they meeting there?
I don't know. And then, this time watching is the first time I noticed that Rebecca said she doesn't like boba tea. She thinks it's like drinking little tumors.
Like the tapioca stuff?
Yeah, like, so I guess if you're not used to it, it could be like that. I like boba tea / bubble tea, whatever your regional phrasing is. And
so Josh confronts her about being friends with Valencia, or trying to be friends. And
yeah. And she's like, no, it just happened organically. I didn't force it at all.
Basically, Josh, like, contacted her just so he can, like, say, back off.
Yeah, exactly.
Get away from my girl.
But Rebecca's like, no, it just happened organically, and she's gonna have lunch with Valencia.
Doesn't dissuade her.
Yeah. So they go to lunch, and Rebecca orders off the kids' menu.
Is this the same day? Like,
same day.
Pre-lunch? Like, he tried to convince her not to go, like, right before she was going?
Yep. Good job, Josh.
A little sad.
Yeah. But yeah, so they go to lunch, Rebecca orders off the kids' menu, they found a space that Valencia really likes, but Valencia is like, well, I don't think we'll get it, I mean, you really lowballed him, and Rebecca's like, nah, he's gonna call me before the end of lunch and accept our offer. And here's where we learn that Valencia's into bullshit diets!
Yeah, she talks about her vampire blood diet.
Yeah.
Which apparently is just eat healthy, I guess, is the yeah. It involves blood for some reason.
Well, you can't charge people a bunch of money if you don't make them.
Something crazy is going on.
Yeah. Make them feel like they're special and getting something tailored just for them. But while Valencia is talking about this stuff, like, Rebecca is, like, taking inventory of Valencia. Like, she's studying her. She's not listening to what Valencia is saying, really. Just, okay, oh, you use unrefined coconut oil as moisturizer, okay. And then you got a long necklace resting in your cleavage, silky romper. How do you pee in a romper? Anyways, I also don't know how a woman pees in a romper.
How do you get it out of that thing?
Yeah, like, I get how a man pees.
Like a special zipper or something?
I don't think so. Like, you don't want zippers down around your lady bits.
Passive zippers?
I guess. I still feel like no.
Alright, so she must have some sort of trick.
Yeah. Maybe she just takes the whole thing off when she has to pee. I don't know.
Scoot that thing to the side or something?
I don't like it. This is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, where we talk about the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and not how you pee in different articles of clothing.
It came up in the show. Okay. It's relevant.
It did.
She's trying to figure out how she can be more like Valencia. She's trying to figure her out.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not, like, for as much as Rebecca's like, oh, I want to be your friend. No, you want to figure out how you can be Valencia so that you can get Josh. Yeah. But Rebecca is right, and the guy, the owner of the yoga studio, does accept their offer before the end of lunch.
Yeah, but now they're great friends.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what you do. You do something nice for somebody, and then they feel indebted to you. And
so this friendship thing.
That's how you work. And Valencia smells like roasted corn.
And what is that? Is that supposed to be a compliment, or I don't quite understand that. Is that a good smell?
Well, are you happy when you're around roasted corn?
Always.
Yeah, there you go.
When did you ever have corn and you're not happy?
I'm sure
there's reasons.
Yeah, probably. But I feel like roasted corn is a happy food.
Is that like a shampoo flavor too? That roasted corn hair?
I don't think so. Anyways, this is You Ruin Everything, where we talk about the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, not how you can smell like roasted corn. Then we cut to home base, and my only notes for this scene are Josh is a bad liar and men are gross.
Yeah, Josh is kind of freaking out that the two of them are being friends, and Greg's like, why do you care so much? So discovered that Greg does like Rebecca, which we can all kind of assume by this point in the show, I think.
Yeah.
And then they make some comments about Rebecca being a horse, and then decide that men are gross.
Yep. Men are gross. Gross. Yeah. they do end the scenes like with Greg saying, oh, well, you shouldn't even worry about it because Valencia can't bond with women. But then we cut to Rebecca's condo and Valencia's totally bonding with a woman.
Yeah, they're on the couch, their legs are all rubbing against each other.
Yeah.
They're drinking wine.
They've got their feet under each other's butts, which I have never sat with another woman that way.
So this is what it's always like when two women hang out, right?
No, I've never sat with another woman like that.
Never touched a girl's butt and made a comment? Nothing?
Nope.
And we learned about Valencia's English teacher.
Yeah. Valencia, can we talk about Valencia being sexually assaulted for a second? Even if she was 18, even though it wasn't, like, technically illegal, like, a teacher is still in a position of power over a student.
Sure, we didn't know that she's 18. They didn't really
It kind of say. Felt like she definitely wasn't 18.
I got the sense she was younger, but they didn't really say. It was just hand stuff, so.
Which, yeah, that's still sexual assault, guys. in case any of you are out there like, oh, is it? Yeah, it is. It Same is. Thing. That is still sexual assault, so don't do hand stuff with 16-year-olds.
Like Rebecca's response, where she's still trying to be friends with Valencia, but also trying to, like, point out how horrifying this is, and still trying to be friends, and I'm still cool.
Yeah, I understand that you are acting like it's not really a big deal, but...
Kind of a big deal.
And it's, again, like, she's not shaming Valencia, because Valencia didn't do anything wrong, but, like, that English teacher really should be fired, and should be in jail. And should be on a list.
Yes. I think Rebecca makes her first really awkward comment at the end of the scene, too, where she's like, what agenda could I possibly have?
Oh, yeah, because Valencia's like, I don't have any girlfriends, but I feel like we're really bonding, and I really like you, and I feel like we're really, really friends. She's like, we're friends, right? And Rebecca's like, yeah, we're friends. What other agenda could I possibly have? And Valencia actually says, what a weird thing to say! I know! But... Yeah, so the next day, Rebecca is just gushing about Valencia. Like, they're basically the same person. Because Rebecca wants them to be the same person, because Valencia has Jaw.
And they're not at all the same person.
Yeah, they're not. Anyway. No, they have nothing...
Rebecca is smart, funny. Valencia doesn't seem that smart, sorry.
Well...
She likes weird stuff.
Yeah, Valencia is not the most skeptical person in the world. She
science-minded.
Yeah, not very science-minded. Did not focus on the book learning. And she also doesn't like humor, which I did not even know that was a thing. I've met people.
It feels like that's something someone not smart would say. Am I?
I want to know why it feels like something someone not smart would say.
Because I feel like someone not smart could be intimidated by the humor because they don't quite get it all the time. So they know someone says something funny, but people are laughing, they don't understand it, so they're like, I don't like this feeling.
Okay. Oh, anyways, but yeah, Rebecca is gushing about Valencia, and Paula just can't with her right now. Like, just, she fake vomits, and makes sure Rebecca knows that she was vomiting.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm totally on Paula's side here. Because I think this is 2 days in a row where they're very busy on this case. And 2 days in a row, Rebecca dips out early.
Yeah.
And Paula's left behind to sit there and work hard for them.
Paula is right to be mad right now. And she says, I wrote this one down because I feel like it's really important. She says, I've never met anyone in my life who lies to themselves as much as you do.
I wrote that down too, and then I wrote true next to it.
Yeah. Rebecca is like, not even willing to listen to her. Shut up. She actually says, you need to take a Motrin, which... Internalized misogyny, Rebecca.
Motrin?
It's a period pain reliever, specifically for periods.
Got it.
There you go. But yeah, so she, which, again, internalized misogyny, Rebecca. And then she's like, and then she yells really loud, let's just go to this stupid meeting with these stupid clients. Right outside the open door where the clients are.
Not thinking there.
Obviously, the clients heard everything, said they heard everything.
Yeah, I think they actually try to get up and leave at one point there.
They try to get up and leave after Rebecca gets a text from Valencia and is super excited. She's like, yeah, we're going to spiders, which here is possessive plural.
I wouldn't know that.
Which is, no, it's important. Mike, is the club owned by a spider? Is it filled with spiders?
Everyone knows what you mean as a club.
Or is it owned by several spiders together?
It's a nightclub in real life.
I want to know.
And in real life, there probably are many spiders in that building. So I think, obviously, it's the spider thing.
Then why is there an apostrophe at all?
I don't care. You're boring.
I'm sorry. But yeah, so after Rebecca goes, yeah, we're going to spiders, which is the best thing you can say in a meeting with clients.
Yeah, we're trying to be all serious. Yeah. So I think at this time, they see a young woman. She's kind of nutty, yelling stuff, yelling about nightclubs. They're like not taking her seriously at this point.
Yeah. But then she says, I got Robertson to agree to arbitration, which is something they've been trying to get him to do for 10 years. So, I mean, let's not undercut the fact that, you know, Rebecca is very good at her job. When she shows up and does her job, she's an amazing attorney. She's a great lawyer, which is why in her old firm, she got promoted to partner.
Yeah.
That's why she was successful in New York. That's why she continues to be successful here.
Rebecca can be girly and like super genius.
Yeah. So the clients don't walk out. They're excited that they're going to get arbitration instead of having to go to trial because trials are expensive. Also, trials are a matter of public record. Arbitrations are private. They don't say any of this stuff. I just feel like...
Almost like you know something about legal stuff.
I just feel like, yeah, that's why... One of many reasons why a property developer in particular would prefer arbitration over litigation. Nobody cares with me.
We'll pretend.
But yeah, and then Rebecca runs out the door. She's like, oh, I've got to get ready. I've got to buy jewelry. I don't have any jewelry. And then we're at Spiders.
This time, much different scene than the first time at the club.
Different scene. They get let right in. It is a different bouncer, I noticed.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it was a different bouncer.
They just march right in there.
Just lets them right in. They are dressed exactly the same. Because again... Rebecca is trying to be Valencia at this point. She's not seeking a true friendship. She is studying her, trying to become her, so then she can steal Josh from her.
We also get cutscenes back to Paula, hard at work.
Hard at work, all night. One of her kids calls, and he's stabbed the other one.
That will happen to me.
Oh, and she's just like, yeah, I don't know, figure it out. Click.
It's probably a daily thing. I have two boys.
Are they terrible? Do you wish you had daughters, Mike?
I love my boys. So, we notice Rebecca and Valencia are getting really physical now at the club. They're very close. Were they resting legs on each other at the bar?
Resting
the
legs on each other. Like, Valencia's like, don't you just want to eat her up? And, like, they're like, no. Like, being, like, really flirty and lovey with each other. And Greg is like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, he sees through this.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not...
Well, he not only sees that she's trying to be Valencia, but he sees that she's not being her.
She says she's not, you know, trying to be her, that she's just merely influenced by her.
Yeah.
Like Picasso.
And Greg's like, yeah, we get it. You went to Harvard.
And this is when I was watching the show where I kind of, like, connected the dots. So, like, Rebecca's really, really smart, but she still gets intimidated by the yoga girl. You know, it's kind of silly because she's, you know, she's really smart. She shouldn't be.
Well, it's...
She's hilarious. I mean, she's got a lot going for her. But she's still, like, super... Just because the girl can
do
yoga or whatever.
Here's the thing about being a woman in America, Mike. You are supposed to be Rebecca and Valencia put together. Like, you're supposed to be both of them, like, at the same time. And that's impossible. Because, like, you know, we're saying, like, Valencia is not, like, the most, like, book intelligent person.
So are we being sexist on this very podcast?
Well, no, because, like, let's be real here. Like, to look like Valencia, to be Valencia, that's work. Instead of dedicating herself to school like Rebecca did, she dedicated herself to looking like that. That takes a lot of time. That's, again, we sort of talked in the last episode during the sexy getting ready song. Like, to look like Valencia, that takes a long time. She is working out constantly. She is constantly monitoring what she eats. Like, that's
grass and water.
Grass and water. And when you're constantly obsessing over that, like, you don't develop the same interests as you do when you dedicate yourself to reading or over-obsessing over really obscure TV shows.
Like someone.
Like, I don't know. I don't know who
just
does
for
that.
An example.
I don't know who does that. No one I know. Yeah, but no, it takes work, it takes time, but you can't be all of those things. You would never sleep.
Fair.
Where were we before I went off on that?
It kind of comes out that Rebecca dated Josh, and Greg's a little upset about this.
Grocery clerk guy.
Yeah, he comes back.
Comes back. And, like, spills the beans. And, yeah, Greg's upset, but, like, Valencia can't know, and Valencia's, like, trying to get everybody to be all happy and dancy. Because you're at a club, so of course you want everyone to be happy and dancing. And she doesn't know what's going on.
There were clues.
There were clues, but she still doesn't know.
So she kind of beckons Rebecca over to dance with her.
Yeah, and then Rebecca does 7 shots. You counted them this time.
I counted 7.
7. We both counted 7 shots. After the shot she already did at the beginning of this scene. So we're at 8 shots tonight.
Very short period of time here.
Very, especially the 7.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. So Rebecca is kind of feeling herself. And then we go to our second musical number, Feeling Kind of Naughty. This song, this was originally, when they first shot the pilot for this show, they were shopping it around to Showtime, was who they first pitched it to. And this song actually used to be called I Want to Grow a Dick and Fuck You. And here it's very Lady Gaga, or it's very Katy Perry, sort of, like, cutesy, flirty, oh, we're playing with gay stuff, but really for the male gaze. But it was, like, really, like, creepy S&M, I guess, like Lady Gaga, when it was I Want to Grow a Dick and Fuck You.
Kind of want to hear that one.
Well, you can't.
She didn't post another thing?
Nope.
No, darn.
I don't think. Send us I Want to Grow a Dick and Fuck You, if anyone knows where it is.
Yeah, it's a little bit Katy Perry.
Yeah, it's a little
Katy Perry. Which I only found out from Angie, because then I went and watched the video for the first time ever.
Yeah, and when you first heard this song, you thought it was another song, and I got that you heard a girl sing at karaoke, and I got all excited that there was Crazy Ex-Girlfriend karaoke somewhere.
Just because I remember the first line where it says, girl crush.
Yeah, and, but apparently there's
apparently some sort of country song with girl crush in it, and that's what I actually heard. So.
Which,
a little disappointing that it wasn't the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend song, but...
Yeah, and which we listened to the country song, and I honestly think it's creepier than this song.
This one keeps its humor, at least.
This one's funny, and at least it's, like, sort of winking at how creepy it is.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I don't even think they realized how creepy Girl Crush is. But anyways, after the song, they're doing, you know, gross, fake lesbian kissing for attention. Gross. Don't do this, young ladies. Don't do this. Don't contribute to the fetishization of somebody's legitimate sexuality. Please don't do this. Don't make out with other girls for attention. Thank you. But yeah, Rebecca goes too far. And Valencia actually says, well, we're just doing it for attention. What's wrong with you? Are you stupid, Harvard? And I noticed that Valencia went for the attacked Rebecca's intelligence, which is what Valencia is intimidated by from Rebecca.
Yeah, she went right after that.
Yeah.
Kick her where it hurts.
Yeah, kick her where it hurts, and then sort, you know, sort of, like, minimize, like, that threat of, like, oh, she's so much smarter than me, and she's
clearly
funny.
Not. She didn't know what we were doing here.
Yeah. And then she says, why does everyone want to have sex with me? This is why I can't be friends with women. What?
Always women?
Wait.
This is a problem.
Do you not have men friends? I don't understand, Valencia. I don't see how those two things are correlated.
Maybe it's just everybody.
Maybe it's
like,
just...
the girls are the only ones that bother her, maybe?
I guess, but... I mean, she has a boyfriend.
Who knows, Valencia?
Alright. we're obsessing over this, or I'm obsessing over it. Anyways, Rebecca is, like, super duper drunk, because, again, 8 shots, and is, like, trying to make things better, and Greg is like, Greg's no.
trying to pull her off. Like,
no.
Not time to go.
Nope. Nope.
She's like, nothing. No, I'm gonna reason with her.
Nothing you say right now, drunkie, is gonna help.
And it doesn't. She goes over there to explain herself.
And she, like, totally tells on herself, and gosh.
It was kind of her plan all along, wasn't that, maybe?
Yeah.
A little maybe bit. A little sooner than she meant to, or a little more bluntly than she meant to do it.
Yeah. And then, like, when Valencia's like, what's this drunk bitch talking about? Rebecca is like, no, it meant nothing, and it, like, one of the things she says, it was 2 young bucks. Sharing 2 months of summer love. Bucks are male deer. So that's interesting. She says, it was a moment of connection, and isn't that what yoga's all about?
That'll work.
Good job, Rebecca. And then I noticed that, like, and you watch the scene, and Valencia is, she's not so much angry as she's hurt. Like, she thought she actually had a friend for the first time. And she's, like, really, really hurt by the lying.
So I'm trying to figure out, is it this time, I thought, through this episode, I was tricked. I thought they might actually be friends and this would go on for a long time. I wasn't expecting them to crash and burn so quickly, so.
Well, again, like, Rebecca wasn't coming at this from, like, an honest place of I actually want to be her friend. She was coming at it from, I want to get to know her and study her and become her and then steal Josh from her.
Yeah. Get to know Josh through her, almost.
Yeah. So Josh and Valencia leave. And
we do find out here that Valencia and Josh were dating in high school as well because they were on a break during that summer.
Yeah, technically on a break.
So that would have been in between the 11th and 12th grade. I wonder when this English teacher came into play here. You know?
Good point.
Just thinking.
Well, that could have been 10th grade.
It could have been.
Which is so
gross.
But they
would have been on a break. Somebody's been dating before. I don't know. Just some history here. We don't know.
I mean, the English teacher thing could have been before they were dating, which, again, so gross. There's the more we analyze this, the more I'm like, this English teacher is a predator. Needs to be stopped. This fictional English teacher.
Call the authorities. West Covina.
It's
a real city, right?
West Covina is a real place. Yes.
All right, we're finding him.
Yeah. Gotta find this guy. You're laying down the law.
So Valencia is, you know, really pissed now, and she kind of runs out with Josh.
Yeah. And
Greg.
Greg's like, so, you know, what would have been better is to have told the truth from the beginning. And
good advice, Greg.
Yeah. And
she's kind of mad at him now for being nice or whatever.
Well, she thinks, at this point, she feels like she doesn't deserve to have anyone be nice to her.
She's upset.
Yeah, she's upset. She's mad at herself. Greg wants to get coffee and flapjacks. Read the room, Greg. Read the room. Not gonna happen. She's like, just stop being nice to me. Because again, she feels like she doesn't deserve to have anyone be nice to her right now.
Yeah, she screwed up.
Yeah, she screwed up. She feels bad. And is maybe punishing herself a little. Definitely.
For not having flapjacks.
By not having, hey, who doesn't want flapjacks ever?
Pancakes, right?
It is pancakes, yes.
Then yes, who wouldn't want flapjacks? So now we're back at the office.
Back at the
White Feather's humming some Christmas music.
He's humming We Wish You a Merry Christmas, which is actually my favorite traditional Christmas carol.
Is there a favorite untraditional one?
Yeah. It's White Wine in the Sun. Tim Minchin.
I'll look it up after this.
You should. In May.
And we also learned that Luna bars are made of menstrual blood.
Yeah, Paula kind of likes we learned in this episode that Paula really likes using, like, men's squeamishness about periods to, like, freak them out.
The periods came up a lot in this episode.
They came up a lot.
Goes back to my last prediction, by the way.
It does go back to your last prediction.
It's coming. I can feel it.
Yep.
So Paula and Rebecca have a moment. They kind of make up. I think Rebecca maybe realizes how crappy she's been to Paula this whole episode.
Yeah.
And they hug, they'll have a little moment there, and then in flies White Feather.
He wants in on the hug! Also, that is not true about Luna Bars. He called the customer service, and they were very nice to him. And then next scene, Rebecca is like, I'm really digging, like, Rebecca's blazer game. That white jacket is hot, and the dress that it's over when her and Paula are hugging, and it's got like all the zippers on the seams.
Notice.
Yeah, that's cute. That is Rebecca being sexy in a Rebecca way, not trying to be sexy in a Valencia way. Oh, but anyways, we go to the arbitration, and Rebecca's a really good lawyer again. Wins the case for her client, which, you know, they've been trying to reach an agreement on for 10 years, he said. Yeah, and they win, and everyone's happy, and Paula had t-shirts made!
So nice. She is the t-shirt.
And she
gives Team Rebecca t-shirt to her, and basically says she's got her back.
Yep.
Which is nice.
Which Paula's is nice. Paula is nice. Paula's the best. I love Paula.
I'm getting there. Started out kind of like super annoying in episode one, where it's like, get off her back, lady. Come on. But yeah, I like her now.
It's actually really hard for me to take notes when I'm watching like this during Paula scenes, because the actress Donalyn Champlin is so good. Like, she's very compelling, and I always want to like watch when she's on the screen. So it's hard for me to take notes because I don't want to stub her in her flow. But then Josh shows up at the office.
Just happens to be there.
Just pops into the office. Not
plays more interference here.
Yeah, definitely not playing both sides against the middle. Definitely not trying to keep all of his options open here.
So he apologizes about his lying and takes blame for, you know, what happened.
Which, yeah, he does share a good portion of the blame for this. Yeah. And, yeah, and to make it up to Rebecca, he wants to get dinner 45 minutes out of town.
Yeah, pretty far away.
Yeah.
Hiding, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, and Valencia does not know that they're meeting for dinner. Valencia wants him to never see her again.
Their last dinner, too.
Last time. Mm-hmm. Yep, I could tell that he meant it.
Yep. Then we get Vampire Weekend.
Then we have a Vampire Weekend.
See, it's not a band.
It's an actual weekend away with vampires. It's
actually a weekend
and
away with
vampires. And Paula is super into it. She's having a great time.
It'll be fun. A little dorky, but... See, I didn't realize Valencia was a dork, and she didn't give that vibe, except for the vampire thing. That's the only part of her, like, character here that seems a little dorky.
So, at this point, I feel like I should point out that the little end scenes aren't actually happening there.
What? No, didn't really happen?
No, and Nipsey Hussle did not actually call all of the girls from his videos and apologize.
That the vampire thing wasn't real.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Mike.
I should make that more explicit.
Well, I mean,
pick up on the subtlety always, you know?
It is a weekend away with vampires.
Yeah.
Mike, I don't know how to tell you this.
I don't think that really happens.
Vampires aren't real. I'm sorry. I don't know if, like, you thought, like, Lestat was going to come.
Wes Covina was real. I thought that people dressed up as vampires and went and hanged out and did daytime things at the nighttime.
Okay.
People would do that. You don't think people would do that?
Start a business, Mike.
Vampires are popular. People might do this.
They might. I'm just saying, you might have a... We should cut this part out of the podcast. Maybe. Because otherwise people will steal your million-dollar idea. Okay, so what did you think of this episode, Mike?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I'm getting more into the...
So we're two for two?
Two for two, yep. Getting more into it now. Do I get to do my prediction corner now?
Nope. First we gotta do Oh, Honey! Which, again, is the character who, you know, you've just been where they are. You get it. The person you just really related to this episode.
Right, I'm going back to Paula again.
You're Paula again.
Because she was working so hard. I don't know if I personally have ever done that, but I felt for her. She was getting treated bad by Rebecca, and she was working so hard, and she didn't deserve it.
All right, this one was hard for me because, like Daryl, you know, he was singing my favorite classic Christmas carol, because in that song, you demand an obscure dessert and refuse to leave until it's presented to you. And, you know, as a vegetarian, often I'm told that things are things that I can't eat. And then I have to go, no, oh, this is not true, and I have to go look it up. But I did not go with Daryl. I also considered going with Rebecca because I, too, obsessed.
I can't pick the whole staff.
I said I didn't pick Daryl. I said I didn't.
Which basically are picking Daryl.
You know what, Mike?
All right, sorry, go ahead.
You're not the boss of me.
This is your segment. Go for it.
I do not appreciate you mansplaining. Oh, honey, Tia, to me. I invented this. I invented this.
I don't quite understand the title completely either, but it means people you like, I think, so keep going. Yes.
No, it's the person you sympathize with.
Can I go, oh, sugar?
No.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
That's wrong. You know what? When you come up with segments, you get to name them. All right. And then I considered Rebecca because I, too, have obsessed about punctuation, and I also have had a breakdown in a yoga class.
Really?
Yeah. It was right after my dad had died, and I had taken the day off of work, but, like, because, you know, when you go to work, everyone's like, "You okay? Are you holding up?" And I didn't want to deal with that. So I didn't go into work, and I was like, but, like, sitting at home wasn't helping either. And I checked my gym schedule, and, oh, there was a yoga class happening that day, and I'm like, oh, I'll go do that. That'll keep my mind occupied. Wrong, Angie. Yoga is apparently a very quiet exercise.
Yeah, isn't it supposed to be kind of reflective, like, you're all inside yourself?
I did not think this through. And, just started crying in the middle of yoga. I don't think, it was dark in the room, so I don't think most of my classmates noticed, but the teacher definitely noticed.
I really thought it was going to be because he felt inferior or something, and he just broke down.
Yep.
This is much sadder.
Nope. Much sadder. Oh. Well, we'll see how I feel about this. We'll see how future Angie feels about this story. Mm-hmm. All right. But I didn't pick Rebecca. I picked Paula. Same as you. Because, you know, Paula is really putting herself out there and being super supportive of Rebecca and really not asking for that much in return.
Nothing.
Like, nothing in return. Like, hey, listen to me vent about my shitty kids for a minute.
It's like, oh no, let's talk about Valencia.
Yeah, and I've been there. I've been there where, you know, you've got your own stuff going on, and you want to talk about, just get your stuff out there for just 2 minutes, make it about you, and the person who you're being super supportive of is just like, nope, still me. Fuck you. And so now we're gonna go with, I just can't with you right now. Who is the person that you just can't with them right now. You just cannot with them right now.
Because you don't like them.
No, not because you don't like them. Because they were bad. They were bad. And they did a bad thing. And maybe they are good people in general, but this week they were just fucking up. And for me, it's Josh this week. Because
yeah,
he does deserve it. I just can't with him right now. Playing both sides against the middle. Keeping his options open like a weirdo. It's gross, Josh. It's gross. And I just can't with you right now.
All right, so I am going to change the meaning of the section for a second and say things I didn't. Well, basically, it's just something I forgot to talk about earlier, and I want to bring it up now.
Okay. No, it's not allowed. We got to make a new segment for that called.
Talk to him about what he wants.
Called Mike says whatever the fuck he feels like. But first, you have to just can't with them right now.
I just can't. I'm trying to figure out how I can make this this wedge in here. It doesn't quite fit. Maybe better.
All right.
So
fine.
I considered for this section.
Fine. We're ending. I just can't with you right now. We're starting. Mike just talks about whatever the fuck he feels like.
We didn't mention yet in this entire podcast, Mrs. Hernandez.
We didn't. We were gone.
And I feel like it's not that she did anything bad, which is not why I'm trying to put her in this, but it's bad that. Does she talk? I don't think she's talked. And
she has not yet talked.
And I'm just kind of wondering what's up with that, Miss Hernandez, Mrs. Hernandez. So, you're not bad. I want to know what's going on. She's got, like, roller skating friends, or roller derby friends, I think.
Rugby friends.
Something violent, I remember. She's got violent friends, and she doesn't talk. That's all I know about her. She must, what's going on with her? That's my can't with you today.
And that was Mike talks about her the fuck he feels like.
That happened.
All right. What time is it now, Mike?
Time for me to make predictions. Prediction corner.
Prediction corner.
So I first must say that my prediction from last week that Josh is not a big part of the show is going to be completely wrong. I'm redacting that, retracting it, doing a complete flip. Josh is going to be a huge character in the show now, I think. He's going to be like one of the main characters. It's going to be about Josh. It already is about Josh, but it's going to continue to be about Josh. And I think I see where this is going now. I have a prediction related to Josh and Rebecca. You talked about this earlier, but I kept my mouth shut because I'm saving it for predictions, unlike the other prediction I made earlier. I think Josh and Rebecca are going to have an affair, and Josh is going to be with both of them at the same time. I think this has been foreshadowed in episode 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest piece of evidence is the fact that they drove 45 minutes away for dinner. They were trying to sneak around a little bit. I think it continues. My prediction.
That's an interesting theory you have.
I always say that, though.
What am I supposed to say?
What if it's not interesting? It's a really boring theory you have.
Maybe I think your theory is interesting. I can't comment on if it's right or wrong. I can't be like, yep, you nailed it, or dummy. It's not what happens so at all.
You
stupid.
And everyone's thinking that knows the show better than me.
Yes, we are thinking one of those things, but all we can say is that's an interesting theory you have.
Yep. I feel pretty confident on this one. I'm putting my chips down on this prediction.
All right. We're chips down on the Josh one?
Yeah, Josh and Rebecca having an affair.
No, but I mean like the one where Josh not being a big part of the show.
That one I admit was very wrong.
All right.
I'm doing a complete flip.
But did you lose chips? Were chips down on that?
Did I say chips were down?
I don't recall.
I think I mentioned chips before now.
I guess not.
No chips. I did not bet.
All right. What about period sex? Are there any chips on period sex?
Oh, you know, good point. I'm going to put chips down on that now, too.
All right.
Less chips than this affair thing.
All right.
2/3 chips on affair, 1/3 on period sex.
1/3 on period sex in season 1.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, these are our season 1 predictions.
All right.
So I'll still try to take credit for season 2. But...
Okay. All right. Well, that's the show.
That's a show.
We did it, Mike. We're 2-time podcasters now.
Repeat podcasters.
Repeat podcasters. We did this more than once. We committed to at least 2 episodes.
We committed to 20. You said every episode at the beginning.
That's true, but like we actually followed through on our commitment to 2 episodes. So, yay us.
We did it.
Yeah, that's the show. If for some reason you like what you heard.
Not likely.
Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at You Ruin Every Pod.
Tell me about the pretzel thing, though.
Don't tell Mike about the pretzel thing. Although Mike doesn't manage the social media, so I'm the only one who's going to see it. So feel free to send your pretzel stuff in. You can email us at youruineverythingpod@gmail.com if for some reason you want to tell us what idiots we are.
Comment on our laughs.
Comment on Angie, who laughs like a wheezing dog, and how we have not figured out a good way to close the show.
The end.
The end. We'll see you next time. Love you. Bye.
Bye.